Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Breaking out of the regular, I guess I would say, maybe this is my prejudice, the boring stuff that you hear everywhere else. This is not a boring conversation. It's not a boring program. What it is objectively overviewing what's going on in the world from one side, the other side, down the middle, up and down, in and out. It's the DJV program. Jennifer has had a horrible, horrible asthma attack. And has basically checked out for while. There's so much wind in Southern California. I certainly know what goes on when there's all that wind, the dust, and the stuff that's in the air. Oy, and we've felt it. We feel it all the way around. I'm going to go to see an allergist, ladies, to find out what it is that I'm really allergic to. And is there something beside the homeopathic stuff that I take that really could control you? What do you do, Zyrtec?
I do Zyrtec, but as you can hear me, it hasn't really fixed the problem. But my mom said the same thing to me. She wants me to go to a proper allergist and do the whole, spate of tests. And,
Lady said to spend an hour, spend an hour and a half in the office going through whatever it is they go through, and they tell you everything that you're allergic to. I know some of the things I'm allergic to, like gluten, they're going to tell me that. And I try to avoid it, but it's in so much stuff now. And that creates part of the stuff that is, it's a combination of things. But your body is warding off what it doesn't like. And that's where a lot of this stuff comes from. Anyway, good luck to Jennifer. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Yesterday I was searching as we talked about the fact that it wasn't Columbus Day anymore and what's the right term. And then I remembered that we had talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Native American Day, which is, I think, much more appropriate than Indigenous Peoples Day, because it's just easier to grab onto. It doesn't seem to be.
Do you know how I mean,
what? What is so funny?
That's like changing someone's name so it's easier for you to pronounce.
I don't think Indigenous Peoples means anything to most people.
It does to Indigenous tribes.
Great, but you want the information. You want the native. You want the message to come across that there is a focus on Native Americans.
So you're whitewashing the word that they also choose to use when the whole day is
I'm not convinced that everybody who's an Indigenous person is choosing that word. I think that is what the politically correct crowd thinks. And so, it doesn't work for me. What works for me is Native American. I think that's fabulous.
It's too hard to say Indigenous.
Because it doesn't mean anything. Not too hard to say. It just doesn't. It's one of those random terms that doesn't set with people who don't know, who haven't been to school, who maybe never even studied any of this stuff.
The definition of Indigenous?
The word, no, the definition, I think the definition, say it again, Doug, definition of Indigenous is Native American. It's one and the same for me. And that's sort of how when we talked about Native American Day, children in school reading about the genocide of the Indigenous people, that's how, they learn about Native Americans. So why not just call it what it is, Native American Day? That seems to settle well with me. All right, so today, anyway, I'm referring from now on, I'm putting this in my book, my notebook, on the, what used to be Columbus Day, we'll now call it, second Monday of October is Native American Day, all right? Rah-rah, shish-kum-ba. Today, in fact, is Farmer's Day. As agriculture is one of the oldest and most vital professions, farmer is one of the highest contributors to economic growth and probably on the lowest end of the totem pole when it comes to getting paid for what they do. As you know, I am the host of a program called, maybe you don't know it. If you don't know it, I'll tell you, the American Family Farmer, which focuses not on big ag and the huge agricultural conglomerates that are trying to control and actually having quite successful turns at it, control of seeds, control of growth, control of the land, and so lest we forget, this is we're getting to harvest time, right? The harvest moon was early this year, but because most of the country has remained warmer, there is no sign, for example, of a frost in my neck of the woods, and oftentimes by this point in the month, it's October 12th, so we're one-third of the way through the month of October, we would have had a frost. So that hasn't been down where you are in New Jersey. You're not having any frosts down there. And
no,
Jay, where you are
below
in Nashville.
64,
yeah,
65.
Even at night?
Yeah.
We were getting into the 50. We've had a 40, I think we had a 49-degree night, but it's been in the 50s for the most part at night and 70s in the daytime, which is good for this time of year.
I'm fine waiting until November for a frost.
until Christmas for any of this stuff.
I'm good anyway, with frost yesterday. Bring that frost here.
Oh,
no, I'm good with some frost. Give me some frost.
You had a frost down there?
No,
she's from Cleveland, so she wants winter.
I like winter.
Yeah, okay, well, you can have
She's not like us.
You can have you can have my share of winter.
I will take it all.
Yeah, help yourself. Anyway, the festivals and the celebration and the acknowledgement of farmers, just one more reminder of how important they are. And as we, you know, we're kind of faffing around here with all the COVID stuff still, the idea that things are not going to be as plentiful in the store, the idea that the expense that you will have as someone buying food during the wintertime, even now, you don't curse the farmer because the farmer's not responsible for the farmer gets the least amount of recognition, gets the least amount of pay. I think we went through this, and we'll certainly do it by Thanksgiving time again, what the farmer gets. When you spend a dollar at the grocery store, the only way the farmer gets what he really or she really deserves is to go to the farm and buy it there, if you can. If you can buy your milk, your produce at a local farm, then you're going to acknowledge my friend Tom Hansen up the street has during harvest time, September and October, especially during pumpkin season, does a fabulous business. Whereas on my farm, we're about to call it a day because it's the end of the season and people are now thinking that it is time for the seasons to change. And that means that a lot of the harvesting, the little festivities that happened, I don't participate in that stuff on my farm. I just have, it's come see the animals, come love the animals, come enjoy a little ice cream with them. And oftentimes the animals end up eating the ice cream. It's kind of cute.
Do cows enjoy dairy?
Yeah, cows do, goats do. So yesterday we procured, and then I promise we'll move on from farm talk. You call it dirt, what Jennifer calls it dirt talk. We procured a couple, because I have a sanctuary, an animal sanctuary, and a couple of folks called about some cows, which we said, yeah, we would take care of. And then there was somebody, it happens this time of year because they don't know what to do with these animals from the wintertime, somebody with a miniature donkey and a pony. It's about 4 feet high. They're both, wait till you see the pictures that I'll post of them. They are the people will love getting to know these animals. And they do well with the cows and stuff. Just have to make sure they don't go out and just eat, because then they get fat. But at any rate, so that's it. Harvest time, National Farmers Day. Let's enjoy that. Let's acknowledge farmers. Go to the farm as often as you can to buy the things. Now, so when the season ends, people say, okay, Doug, I went to the farm. Season's over. What do I do now? Well, you go back to your evil ways that you had before. But, know that you're going to pay a lot more at the store, and you're going to find things aren't going to be around. There aren't going to be as many things, choices, as there were before for lots of different reasons, not the least of which is the fact that some things that we eat are not being shipped around because there aren't enough drivers for the Transcon trucks, and there aren't enough people on the docks to unload things that are grown in other countries, like the beef that comes up from Bolivia and stuff. Not that that's something that's desirable because it's not as good as what we have here, but if that's what you want, you're not going to find it as plentiful. That's just it. So there we go. That's that story. The There's a story floating around about countries reaching a deal on a corporate minimum tax, which is very controversial, and we'll talk about it after these words. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything, and that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. Okay, there's good and bad to this, I think. The countries, many of them, about 130, in fact, agreeing to pretty big changes in how these big corporations are taxed. 15% minimum corporate rate designed to deter people, these companies that are everywhere, from stashing their profits in the low-tax countries. That's also a good way to get people to come back to America, in part anyway, and I think that one of the reasons we're supporting it is not only, well, we have big taxes and big spenders in the offices now, but the deal is trying to address the ways that globalization have changed the economy, as we were just talking about with regard to food. These are all huge multinational corporations that are trying to control, and this is kind of what started all of this. I think people think, and maybe there's some truth to it or a lot of truth to it, that Biden and his group want to tax, and spend. There's a lot of that. But there are ways that we can bring people back here, companies back here, and there's also a way to curb, and Biden's made a point of that, to curb the huge growth of these companies so that there isn't as much control in the hands of so few. And that's that part of this anyway, but 90% of the global economy is represented in this deal. Tax would bring $150 billion for governments. But what are they going to do? You see that? Then we get down to the nitty-gritty of what are you doing with the money. It's fine.
Well, I mean, we have a lot of projects that we're paying for here, and Biden led this whole coalition of 136 countries. This is one of the things he promised on the campaign trail. I'm very happy he was able to get this done, because when you even have countries like Ireland, who used to be basically a tax shelter for all for these companies that went there, now even Ireland is joining in, saying, "All right, fine. If everyone's going to charge the same, then there's no incentive to hide out in anywhere other than your own country." Yeah.
Now, what they have to do is tackle the waste, fraud, and abuse in governments all around the world. That's a priority. 21 after the hour here.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program, Trending Time. I will just give you a little inkling. The James Bond producers, the Broccoli family, that actually came up with the idea of James Bond with Ian Fleming back in the early 60s, they still maintain control of the franchise, have issued a paper to explain the end of the No Time to Die, because there's so much of a kerfluffle on it. So I thought yesterday we were talking about that. I would just that you can find the find the document anyway. What happened at the end and why they did it the way they did it, and I still think they've dug themselves a hole. At any rate, speaking of digging a hole, Dog the Bounty Hunter appears to have fallen into one. We'll talk about that after this.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, the question was last week, will Dog find laundry? Will Dog do his laundry? And now the question this week, they still haven't found this guy. What happened to Dog, though, Jay? You're in charge of this. What's the scoop?
Yeah, Dog got hurt. He hurt his ankle and his foot, and he just wants to go see his actual doctor back in Colorado. He's not giving up the search yet. He still has that team he put together, and they are continuing the search. He's raising funds to keep them continuing the search. So he's not fully done. He's just physically not in Florida anymore.
Raising funds for him means get somebody that's going to put this on their TV channel.
Yeah, well, he already missed out on that, because apparently the network that he used to be on, which I forget which one it was, but they already...
A&E had already said absolutely not, but he was hoping that somebody else would take it, like CMT. CMT passed on it.
Yeah. I have a feeling that it's more than an ankle. That's why he's home.
See, I feel like it's... Whether or not he gets a series off of this is whether or not he's the one that finds laundry.
That's right.
I think it's totally holding on to that.
Yep. All right, next up, Sarah Jessica Parker, also known as SJP, and Chris Noth are in Paris to do the Carrie and Mr. Big thing, apparently.
Yeah,
this is good. What's going on?
Yeah, they're filming, and just like that in Paris, the last time they were together in those characters in Paris was the finale of the series back in 2004. So this was big. This was big. I didn't mean to say it like that, but that's awesome.
Good for you.
Everybody's excited about that, especially because there have been rumors that Big's character dies. There was a leaked script pointing to a divorce between Carrie and Mr. Big. So everybody's kind of like, wait. Were those red herrings? Are those part of the
show? No, you know, they could have been
plants.
They could have done that just to get people talking about it, and then they changed the script. Or they never wrote it actually. It was just somebody on the production staff.
Or to figure out if there was a leak somewhere.
Yeah. Right.
Everyone's super excited about that. Especially just seeing them together back in Paris, because that series finale was gorgeous when they finally got together. They got all their stuff together and figured their lives out so that they could be together, because the whole series was pretty much will they, won't they?
Yeah. I like him a lot. I follow him on Instagram. He's got lots to say. He's got really a very interesting life. And he's the epitome, the two of them are, of New York actors as opposed to L.A. actors. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. A new study by BMW USA finds that American consumers are increasingly looking to electrify their daily on-road travel, releasing the results during National Drive Electric Week. The survey reveals that half of all consumers expect the American automotive market to be mostly electric within 15 years. 80% of those surveyed would also consider an electric vehicle as their primary or secondary vehicle. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Retailers around the country are warning Americans the supply chain crisis in America is not going to get any better anytime soon. Basic Fund CEO Jay Foreman on Fox News says shop now or regret later.
Start to put your Christmas list together and holiday list together early. Get those must-have things now because they definitely will be in short supply because we're seeing a shipping crisis like we've never seen before, and it's not going to get any better for the next 8 or 10 weeks.
President Biden assigned a task force by DOT Secretary Pete Buttigieg to find the problems. The secretary's focus is on Indigenous Peoples Day, as his tweets reveal. Two election workers in Fulton County, Georgia, have been fired after they were accused of shredding hundreds of voter registration applications. On Monday, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is asking the Department of Justice to investigate. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
As Southwest Airlines is blaming weather for over 2,000 flights being canceled over the past few days, Casey Murray with the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association on Fox News says other airlines are not having the same issues Southwest Airlines is pitching.
Looking at the other airlines, as you just said, they didn't have the same issues. Whatever is causing the initial problem that is causing the domino effect, that's where the processes are failing. How our pilots are being reassigned, how our flight attendants are being reassigned, how they're having to cover trips. And that's where the failure occurs. And that's why the initial sort of problem that causes this cascades for Southwest to 3-4 days. I want to be clear. SWAPA is not anti-vaccine. What we haven't been able to do that all our peers have done, have been able to sit down, talk, and come to agreements that cover our pilots' medicals. Our pilots are required, along with their pilot's license, to have a medical certificate. And every 6 months we go in, we have a full battery of tests. And there's a lot of uncertainty, short-term, long-term, over the vaccine that we want our pilots to be covered for through long-term disability, loss of license insurance, all things that we cover to make sure that we continue our careers. And we haven't had the opportunity to sit down and speak with Southwest and come to agreement on how that's going to take place. All of our peers have. We see where their vaccination rates are.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's nice work, if you can get it. Being on the radio is fun and enlightening, hopefully, and fills the void that you may have for magic in your life. Because, yeah, sometimes our conversations, if I do say so myself, ladies, are magical. It's the DJV program. Victoria and Jay and Doug at your service and on your side. Speaking of that, there is a concern that women have that this COVID, all the people who get COVID, there's going to be something else down the pike, heart disease. So what do you ladies think about that? If you have COVID, if I understand this correctly, if you've had COVID, then you risk having heart disease, or the risk is more grave than it might have been before. Women are having heart problems much more so than they did 20, 30, 40 years ago. And this is true apparently across all races and ethnicities. So how do you feel, Victoria, about if you've been good about not having, you don't have anybody in your family, right? Nobody has had COVID in your circle, have they?
Not in my immediate family, no, which is my brother, sister-in-law, Lewis, me, and my parents. So no, none of the six of us have had it. But, yeah, I mean, this is another, and this is probably tied, and Dr. Ken can probably talk about this more, but this is most likely tied to the inflammation that COVID gives, you know, puts in your body.
Yeah.
And so women already, and cardiologists have been talking about this now, at least for the last 6 to 8 months, I've seen numerous cardiologists say that, you know, this is hitting, the pandemic stressors alone have been hitting women so much harder than they've been hitting men. And so, you know, if you think about it, there's the work-life balance, caregiving burdens, social isolation. I mean, a lot of things have hit women. They have to care for their own kids. They have to do their own career. And they have to, you know, they've got homeschooling that they have to do when kids were doing remote learning. Mm-hmm. A lot of women are caring for elderly parents. And so all of this has just added to epic levels of stress. And so cardiologists are saying that, you know, the pandemic has been so stressful for women. And that's why we saw how many, it was some horrible number of women who have left the workforce because of COVID and are probably not going to go back. And that's because they couldn't do their own jobs while making sure the kids.
Keep up with all of what was necessary. Yeah,
it was too much. Right. Yeah. And if you're a single mom, forget it. And so when we see when you look at like the jobs reports and you see how many people have shifted from industry to industry, it's not surprising, especially when you take women out of the workforce. It's a huge chunk of people who are just not working. And it's not that they're at home collecting unemployment or whatever. They cannot physically make it to a job because they have so many other responsibilities. And cardiologists are saying alcohol use is way up with women. A lot of women have gained weight during the pandemic, but especially women. And it's just, you know, when you add all this up, yeah, we're setting ourselves up for earlier heart disease, which is already the number one killer of women. I think, you know, people think, oh, it's cancer or breast cancer or whatever. It's not. It's heart disease. Every year, it's heart disease.
So the thing here, it is, I was reflecting as you were talking about women in the workplace, thinking back to when I was a kid, when I was a child, my mother, to the best of my knowledge, never had a job at all, ever in her life.
That wasn't uncommon back then.
No. She never finished college. She got married to my father when she was young and right away had children. And so that was, and she stayed home and took care of us. Well, she did sort of to a point when we were younger. And then that was the way it was, and that was what I used. So as things changed as dramatically as they did, starting in the late 60s, certainly in the 70s, women more and more and more were getting jobs. And it was, I don't know if funny is the right word, but during the war, during the Second World War, women all were working because the men were off to war. So women were doing all the factory jobs. It was the Rose. What was that woman who flexes her muscles?
Rosie the Riveter.
Rosie the Riveter. Right. Exactly. So there was that. But women had the jobs in the factories and stuff. When men came home, they all went home. And then
a huge identity crisis for women in that era. I mean, there are books written, many books written about what happened with women when all of a sudden they were kicked back into the kitchen.
Yep.
And so, that was a difficult transition in society.
Yep. So anyway, there's a lot of consideration here and it is different for women. I think men need to acknowledge that. They don't always, but I think they need to. And this is another kind of interesting wrinkle. More women than ever now are taking part in retail investing. There's been a spike during the pandemic. This is something that comes from Fidelity, as they acknowledge or know that there are 43% more women who have opened retail investment accounts since COVID began. Millennials are mostly the age group that are opening up these investment accounts. Looking at the survey, about 50% of the respondents say that they've become more interested in investing since the start of the pandemic. 42% said they now have more to invest. That's interesting. 67% said they are investing their savings outside of their retirement and emergency funds. Both of you have emergency funds in case something happened?
Yeah, savings.
Savings and emergency funds the same thing in your mind?
Yeah, because we have investment funds too, but we have, you know, you have to keep a certain amount that's, you know, accessible in an emergency.
So do you both have investments that are like stocks and bonds, Are you in regular, regular sort of stock portfolio?
Yeah, I mean, the retail investing thing, that's interesting because, you know, Robinhood and Acorns, especially Robinhood, they were under the most scrutiny during the pandemic because everybody started, you know, signing up for Robinhood accounts. And, mm-hmm. and you know, Jen talked about buying some Carnival Cruise stock.
Yeah, right.
I invested, I started Robinhood and bought a bunch of different things, too. So, yeah, a lot of people are doing that now. And as long as you have I feel like as long as you have a professional who's watching the bulk of your money, then it's fine to go and, you know, and be sort of like a casual day trader or whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, don't put your life savings in Robinhood and expect, you know, you without any training to
be. Explain what Robinhood is for those who may not know.
Robinhood is an investment app where you don't need to be a broker to make investments and to buy and sell stock. Mm-hmm. And so it came under some scrutiny because somebody, I forget, there was one maybe high-profile story of someone who did exactly what I'm just warning against and put all of his money into something and lost it and then tried to sue.
Never put your money into one. That's a basic principle. Yeah. I noticed that there are a number of underperforming equity mutual funds that are out there, and in part that's because people were scammed. You ever get a I've received a lot of these in the last, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months. Almost every week an investment invitation. Come to Ken's Steakhouse. We'll pay for the meal. You listen to us tell you about a fabulous opportunity to invest in something at the ground level. Well, my father fell for that when he was in his 80s. He, over the years, not an educated man, but found something he was good at, and he made $300,000 to $400,000 a year at it, and he invested. He was very conservative, so he invested it and had $4 million at one point as he never really retired. He kept going until he couldn't really work anymore. And so he had $4 million. So he, unbeknownst to any of us, and it was none of our business because it was his money, but he puts $3 million into some, he went to some, you know, seminar, and fell
pyramid
for the
scheme.
Pitch. Well, it wasn't a pyramid scheme, but it was a bad investment. Mm. And the guy who was taking the money knew it was a bad investment, and he was clipping 30% of it for himself. So when the thing crashed, my father and a bunch of the others got together and sued him. And of the $3 million that they lost, I think my father got back $300,000. I think. That was all it was. So, you know, those sorts of, the reason I bring it up is because it sort of plays into what we're talking about. There are a lot of schemes and there are a lot of crooks. And that goes back to the beginning of time, the beginning of markets, the beginning of stock trading, all of that stuff. It's just, there are a lot of crooks. And it's very, you know, investing, you got to have your eyes open when you put money into stuff that's risky. Certainly, I've been around all of that stuff since the cannabis business has become part of my life, and see, you know, how people, friends and family, trust us. But, you know, it hasn't been an easy ride for sure to this point. It certainly will probably be. It'll probably pay off once all of the pieces are put together, but it's a lot of work. So what I'm saying is that trading is something, you know, there are those who are conservative investors who find things that maybe have a 6 to 8% return, and they just park them. And, you know, if you've come from some situation where you've made some decent money, or you have, you know, inherited it, what do they call that when you, the trust fund babies, you put stuff into a Fidelity account or something like that that gives you 6 to 8%. And if you've got, let's say, $10 million, that's going to be it's easy to live on that kind of a return. But the average person doesn't have that. But if you're fortunate and you start young enough, I never did. I had a retirement account that I actually did start when I was, I don't know, how old, probably about 50. I blew all of that when I, you know, decided it was more important to save the farm. But, you know, that's the kind of stuff you have to make sure you understand your own priorities. And if you're married to somebody and it's important to have everybody on the same page, don't do something by yourself. I'm betting, because I see how the two of you are, Victoria, that you and Lewis talk about all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Jay, I don't know Ryan that well, but I'm guessing you probably talk about whatever it is that you do as well. Whether it's big or small, do you talk about what you're doing?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we always communicate with each other.
Do you study? Does he study the markets? Do you study the markets?
We don't get into stock markets, no.
No. So you just put money aside. And I think that's what a lot of people do, too, especially if you've got children. It's hard. Even if both of you are wage earners, it's hard to have enough with you. And you see the cost of things going bananas. The price of gasoline went up 19 cents in a week. Do you see that?
I haven't filled up recently, but yeah.
I was just thinking that. I was like, when was the last time I put gas in my car?
Yeah. But, I mean, it got cheaper. Well, I'm in New Jersey, so as we were talking about last week, we went down 8.3 cents or something because our gas tax got lowered.
Right.
So it's probably not as much of a sticker shock in Jersey as it is around the country. But what's the average price now of a tank of gas?
Gasoline around the country is $3.19, I think, somewhere in there.
Okay.
I have friends that were just in California, and they took a photo of it.
Yeah.
It's like over
it's ridiculous.
$5.
It's another reason. California is so completely out of control. It'll be interesting to see what my attitude is after going back to spend the winter there this year. We've been talking. Brendan's talking seriously about moving, and they're looking for places in Vermont. A lot of people have just had enough. It's extraordinary, actually, that these people get away with what they are getting away with.
If you took Hollywood out of the state of California, the entire landscape would change.
San Francisco's pretty quirky.
Well, San Francisco, yeah, but if you take the major industry, which is Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
And then celebrities
and the
unchecked wealth and all of that. So if you take all of that out of the state of California, I think everyone would be a completely different state. And I think that the fact that they only cater to the incredibly wealthy, and I have friends who are very liberal who, you know, wanted to get rid of Gavin Newsom as well, but they just didn't like any of the other options, so that's why he survived.
Right.
But I think a lot of people who are the regular, hardworking people are fed up with how California is run and how expensive it is to live there. And the celebrities who just, you know, keep making more and more money, they're in a sense they're overshadowing the actual everyday citizen.
The reality. Yeah.
I think that's a big problem.
That's true. Yep. 48 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
When you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow and S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold is withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD, 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Thank you. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tech Talk time is 53 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen here to introduce proudly Victoria Keelan, who's in the know and on the go when it comes to what's happening technologically speaking. Parents are doing a little sneaky stuff here. What in the world is going on? This looks like it
could be. So, as we know, kids are back in school around the country. And so, on top of masks and hand sanitizer, some parents are actually using a new tactic to keep their kids safe during this back-to-school season. They're sneaking air quality monitors into their kids' backpacks and pockets to gather data on the CO2 levels in the school buildings, which can indicate whether a space is well-ventilated and if it can reduce the child's chance of catching COVID. So Aranet, which is a company that makes a very popular CO2 monitor, says sales have doubled since the start of the school year. And they have a home sensor that is $250. It's a little, like, handheld monitor. So good ventilation is obviously critical, as we know, in preventing the spread of COVID-19 indoors or in a classroom, even if the kids are all masked up. So if a classroom isn't well circulated, if the air isn't circulating well, the virus accumulates in the air and it puts all the students at an increased risk if one of the kids has COVID. So schools have been struggling with this, with air quality, and this has been going on for years, way before COVID. you know, things like mold and mildew and Legionnaire's disease and things like that in the ductwork, and you know, that's all been an issue with large public schools. And so it's been, you know, and poor air quality is linked to lower test scores and learning and things like that. So it's obviously very important. Now when you add in COVID floating around in the air, it's even more vital. And so parents have defended this tactic of, you know, basically sneaking these monitors in to see how their kids are, you know, what the kids are breathing. And they said that it gives them insight to see if the schools are being transparent enough and if they have enough pressure on the kids' schools to make the, you know, the changes to the ventilation. One mom sent a monitor in with her kid, and during the classroom time, the monitor was within the healthy levels that the CDC recommends. And as soon as the kids went to lunch, it shot through the roof and
really?
It nearly doubled.
Why?
Because you had less ventilation and more kids in the lunchroom. And so she shared with the principal of the school what she had found with the meter. Obviously, the principal was surprised that she had data. And then
right.
she said, look, these kids either need to be eating outside or they have to eat in smaller shifts. And so, you know, some of the school systems have made these monitors now part of their official pandemic precautions. New York City public schools have these CO2 devices that have been distributed to every public school. The British government, after New York City announced that, the British government said they're actually going to do the same thing. So they'll have meters, a CO2 meter, probably sitting, you know, somewhere in the classroom, maybe on the teacher's desk, and then, you know, they'll kind of go accordingly. But, yeah, it's... You know, look, if the kids aren't vaccinated at a younger age, parents are smart to want to know what is my kid breathing in, and are the schools taking the necessary precautions to keep everyone safe?
Yeah, that's a good question. Interesting that we've run into that in this era, isn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, in a moment, Snapchat is in the focus here. Snapchat, who even thought that was still around? Well, it is, and we'll find out what's going on after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 30% off a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, let's snap to attention here. What's the Snapchat deal?
So Snapchat launched a new program. It's a module within the app last week, and it aims to help young people run for public office. And so since they've launched it, nearly 2 million Snapchat users have engaged with it. Snapchat actually reaches over 90% of the nation's 18 to 34-year-olds. And so they call that the Snapchat generation. And so far, they have a lot of interest in people running for local elected office in Texas, Florida, Ohio, California, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. So the top five issues that Snapchatters say they care about: civil rights is number one, education 2, the environment 3, healthcare 4, and jobs are 5. So now they've got, I mean, all different groups, young conservatives, young progressives. They have so many different people signing up for this now. It's gotten a lot of national buzz.
Huh. All right. There is our focus on technology for today, Tuesday.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is
is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.